You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Our parent company, Slapshot Broadcasting, also happens to own some professional sports teams. One of those, the Avalanche.
Doing pretty good, I hear.
Jeremy, the Avs lost all three games to the Winnipeg Jets during the regular season. They're 0-3 against them. Then they lost the first game in the playoff series. But the Avs finally said enough is enough. They came back to win four straight, including the knockout punch last night up in Winnipeg. And now our beloved Colorado Avalanche will move on in the playoffs to take on the winner of the Dallas-Vegas series.
All right.
I like that. The Avs get to sit around and kind of heal up and rest up while these other teams beat each other's brains out for a while longer. That's good.
Yeah, great.
Get a load of this. There was a story coming out of Major League Baseball about a pest control beekeeper. Did you see the video of this?
I did. This guy's a hero.
That's funny. So they're getting ready to play in Arizona, a game between the Diamondbacks and the Dodgers, and they had to delay the game because there's this massive swarm of bees that gathered on the netting behind home plate there, the backstop. And so they call out this guy from a pest control thing. He's a beekeeper guy, too. And he starts vacuuming these bees up so that he can take them out of the stadium and, you know, release them into the, you know, a safer spot. And they ended up delaying the game for quite a while they did them. But the crowd was going nuts.
Yeah,
and this guy
so
was, the dude was soaking it up. I mean, waving to the crowd, taking bows.
Absolutely.
And then the Diamondbacks, since they're the home team, they said, look, why don't you come out and throw out the ceremonial first pitch, too? So he walks out there wearing his bee hat thing, you know?
Yeah.
And then takes it off to actually throw the pitch. But, I mean, that's kind of funny.
I love that this story talks about how he was at his son's T-ball game when he got the call. So you can imagine he's like, you know, his beeper goes off. And he's like, runs out. He's like, this is my time. I've got to go.
That's funny.
Like a superhero.
So funny. I mean, this guy, he's milking it. Good for him.
Yeah.
Speaking of bees, there's a story out of North Carolina. A little girl, she's 3 years old. She goes padding into her mom's bedroom and says, Mommy, there's a monster in my wall. Now, we've all heard this from our kids, right? The monster under the bed, monster in the closet, monster in the wall. No, the little girl did indeed hear something when they investigated 60,000 bees in a swarm inside the walls of the house.
Yeah, the parents said they had just got done watching Monsters, Inc., which if you have kids and you've seen it, the monster's coming in and out of the closet, you know? So
perfect.
They're like, no, you just watched a movie. They gave her a little spray bottle with water to, like, get the monsters away. And it turns out bees!
Bees. 60,000 of them. Anyway, it's been almost 2 weeks. They are still trying to get all of these bees out. That's
Dang. How
determined nature is. Hey, the winner of this month's Powerball jackpot, $1.3 billion, came forward. 46-year-old immigrant from Laos. He's battling cancer.
Wow.
He says he's going to split the money between himself, his wife, and get a load of this, and a friend who loaned him $100 to buy several tickets. Yeah, we were just talking the other day on the show, weren't we, about if somebody gives you money to buy, like you borrow money from someone, you don't tell them what you're going to do with it, and then you hit the Powerball jackpot. Do you give them something? Well, this guy just answered it. He says yes.
Yeah.
So, but you know, with 1 point, I think after the cash option and then after taxes, it was like $440 million.
He'd be doing
there's
all
enough
right.
to go around.
Yeah.
He said he's relieved to know that even if the worst happens with his cancer, his family is set. So, yeah. All right, so I don't know. Have you guys talked about your vacation plans for the summer yet? What's the
we were just talking about it last
doing?
Night. Yeah, I think
where are
gonna,
you going?
Well, I think Montana.
Are you going to go to Flathead Lake and
yeah, Glacier? Hit
Glacier
some breweries
National Park,
up there,
man.
Bozeman. Yeah,
beautiful.
I think that's where we're leaning.
It's a solid choice.
I think so.
My only takeaway that was a negative about my trip up to Flathead and Glacier National Park was the mosquitoes were like insane.
Well, packs them off, I guess.
Yeah, it was pretty wild, but beautiful. That's a good spot. Yeah, go do that.
I think
you gonna
so.
Do a road trip? You driving?
I think so. It's not a far drive. Maybe we can dip down into Yellowstone if we want. We'll see.
Oh, that's
we'll see where the wind takes us.
That's almost like an all-American family vacation.
I know, right? I told her, I was like, I want to be far away from large cities. I just don't want to be near a city at all this summer.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Well, they asked people, you know, you're going to go on vacation. What is your number one must-have? What are the things that you really want when you go on vacation? And the list came back with things like a restaurant in the building. Yeah, okay, people don't want to be too far from food. Nearby attractions, yeah, okay, I guess. King-size bed, yes. Number one on the list, though, people, when they get away, they want fast Wi-Fi. That's right. They want to still be able to scroll their social media and check work email. People just can't unplug. They want the Wi-Fi. That's number one. You know what didn't even make the top 10, which kind of surprised me? Because if you ask me, you go, look, you're going away on vacation. What do you want more than anything else? I would have said perfect weather.
Oh, yeah.
That would be my number one. But they were like, no, they didn't even make the top 10.
Give me that Wi-Fi.
Wi-Fi and a big bed. Fair enough. And then the last thing I've got here, gambling has just really, I mean, exploded isn't even the word. It's almost as if, well, for one thing, all professional sports these days seems to be revolving around gambling. And some people think that's fine. Some people are aghast at the whole thing. But the gambling world is now moving in on arcades because Dave & Buster's has announced they're going to start letting their customers gamble on arcade games. It'll be a thing you do through their app. So you can take a buddy. Jeremy, you and a buddy can go and maybe do some hot shots, you know, the basketball shooting hoops thing or whatever.
Yeah.
And you can set it up through the app where you're gambling on it. Of course, I would tell any friend of yours to be careful because you don't pay your gambling.
Hey-o.
But I don't know. They say this is going to be at all 223 locations. So now when you walk into a Dave & Buster's, the first thing you'll be greeted with is gambling.
All right.
That is almost like the American way anymore. What else is trending?
So I've been excited to play this audio all morning because I love this cheesy parody stuff. I'm a sucker for it. And now this morning, the officials with the Denver Water Department have released a Backstreet Boys parody video. Providing summer watering tips. They're calling themselves the Splash Street Boys.
I want to hear it.
And the song is titled I Water That Way, set to I Want It That Way. So what I did is I pulled just the quick intro, and then I went into the chorus with it. So it's about 38 seconds. So
all right.
Hope you enjoy it.
My yard needs water when it gets hotter to believe. These dry days that I watered that way.
Here we go now.
Tell me why you don't water when it's raining. Tell me why you don't water when it's windy. Tell me why you don't let your water wash away. I watered that way.
Okay, so that's really well done.
Man. I gotta give
impressed.
The water department a ding.
I am
that
so
is
impressed. I absolutely love it. So I hope they get a bazillion views out of that. And it's a good message, too. So don't water
absolutely.
When it's windy.
That's so good.
Absolutely love it. So that's the Splash Street Boys, as they call themselves. Big news in the world of potweed yesterday. I guess the Biden administration is moving to reclassify potweed as a less dangerous drug. They're not legalizing it nationally, but they're going to change it from a Schedule 1 drug to a Schedule 3. So it's going to put it in there with things like codeine, ketamine, steroids, testosterone. I think there was like something to do with Tylenol or something within that camp. Whatever. Anyway, it's just going to be not as bad for like tickets, I guess. Is this why they're doing it?
Well, yeah, the punishment.
The punishment aspect?
Probably a little severe.
Yeah.
And I don't even partake, but I'm like, it's severe. Come on.
Yeah, so anyway, that's big news for all the potheads, which a lot of you call this show a lot, so congratulations. Listen to this idiot. A tourist from Idaho was arrested after a witness said that they saw him kicking a buffalo at Yellowstone National Park. Rangers responded, 40-year-old dude named Clarence. Of course, this is such a Clarence thing.
It's such a dude thing.
I guess the buffalo charged him.
Good.
And, you know, beat him up pretty good. He was
good.
He was treated for his injuries and then taken to a detention center.
I'm charged on Team Buffalo.
Approaching and disturbing wildlife and other charges of being under the influence. So he was probably drunk and a buddy's like, hey. But you can't kick that bison. So anyway, what an idiot. 20-year-old man in Florida. This is funny because yesterday it was spaghetti. Today it's chicken. A 20-year-old man in Florida was arrested after hitting his sister with fried chicken during an argument. According to the police report, one piece of fried chicken hit her in the back. It doesn't sound like she was seriously hurt, but debris of food was found on her shoulder, so they traced it back to the chicken thrower. And
I'll tell you the tragedy of all of this is somebody wasting good fried chicken like that.
Don't do that.
Come
don't
on.
Don't do that at all. I got some crap on celebrities. It turns out, it sounds like The Rock is late to a bunch of things, including movie shoots. There's reports that he is chronically late, is the quote, to various projects. When he was filming Red Notice back in 2020 with Ryan Reynolds, I guess Ryan Reynolds had to tell him that he was affecting the shooting schedule. Can you imagine having to go up to The Rock and be like, Mr. Rock, sir, you're affecting our shooting schedule. Could you please show up on time? Sometimes he can be up to 8 hours late for these shoots, so says this story.
Diva.
What a diva! Total diva. He's probably working out, though. One person for Amazon says his tardiness has caused the budget to balloon at least $50 million for Red Notice 2. What? What a jerk. Tell him I said that. What a jerk.
Diva.
Yeah, it's a diva thing. Lenny Kravitz is in the news this morning. I guess a few weeks ago he went viral for posting a video of himself at the gym in leather pants. And it sounds like this is what he goes to the gym in, is leather pants or jeans and big boots. And basically he's saying, I just am so busy. I'm out and about doing a bunch of things, doing my music thing, that when I have time to get to the gym, I'm just there working out in whatever I'm wearing, and it's usually leather pants. That sounds gross.
I watched the video, and it got to say it's kind of funny.
It's
but
gross.
He's talk about badass, man. That dude is a badass.
Oh yeah, he is. He's ripped, man.
Now
he's
I want to play ripped. Lenny Kravitz.
You do love Lenny Kravitz, don't you?
I do. I'm gonna play Lenny next.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good. I'm okay with that. But man, working out leather pants, that seems itchy. Itchy and right. Sweaty. Story here talking about Mother's Day coming up. If you're a mom, you're most likely wanting to go out to dinner just by yourself. A big chunk of you say, I don't want to be around friends, family, whatever. I just want to go out by myself and get something to eat. That's okay. Let mom have her day. Let her be alone.
Agreed.
Well, what else is going on? Let me give you your Fat America. This is awesome. Velveeta is now introducing ready-to-eat queso. So basically, like, you can leave the gym and crack one open in the car if you're dying for some queso. Or, like, after a hike or something. It's my ready-to-eat pack.
You buy jars of that stuff, right?
And now it's just ready-to-eat, I guess, to come in, like, little individual things.
Little
and you can crack one open after
it's like instead
after
of my
the club.
Instead of my Chick-fil-A sauce, I can open up a packet of queso.
Just,
I'm down.
Right down your pie hole. I'll give you a clickbait here in a second. I do want to tell you that trending has been brought to you by Efficient Comfort. Fix that little AC squeak now before it becomes a major problem with Efficient Comfort. $60 off any HVAC repairs over $250. You got to schedule by May 31st. Book at efficientcomfortco.com.
Clickbait.
Make your way to our Facebook page. It's Dom and Jeremy. You need to check out Cheeseball Man, the superhero that we all need right now, speaking of cheese. This guy started posting pictures all around Manhattan about how he was going to be at the Union Square Park on Saturday to eat an entire jug of cheese balls. And a crowd showed up, Dom.
A big crowd.
A big crowd rooting him on as he ate the entire jug of cheese balls in his bright orange ski mask. It's just so ridiculous, but it's so lighthearted and kind of what we need right now. So check it out on our Facebook page.